King Solomon started out pretty good. He's the son of David, and we hear today in the first reading, you know, he's a fairly new king, and God offers him anything, and he asks for an understanding heart, for wisdom, and God gives it to him. And then Solomon uses that well, that understanding heart. He uses it to love God, to love those under him in his kingdom, and to build up this tremendous kingdom in Israel. He stayed faithful to God for a pretty long time. He used that wisdom well, even to the point of building a temple for God, a grand temple in Jerusalem for God and for worship. And he stayed faithful. And he knew early on, he's a new king, he needed God. And so him and God, good relationship, faithful for a long time. But then as the kingdom grew and grew, and he became more and more prosperous, that faith started to shake. King Solomon was the king of Israel at their most prominent point in the Jews' history. Israel was at its height when King Solomon was their king. It hadn't been that strong before, and it hasn't been since. He was there at the top. And in that prosperity, King Solomon started to lose his way. He took on foreign wives, which he'd been instructed not to do. And then it got to the point where he was even building altars to false gods right there in Israel. So what happened? How did we have this guy who was so faithful, so reliant on God, humble enough to ask for an understanding heart, built God this temple, great faith, to a guy who's just blatantly acting against God? I heard a story last year in seminary. Someone came and gave us a talk, and in their talk, they shared this story with us. There was a man who lived in China who was very faithful, a strong Catholic, and there in China, he was doing everything he could to practice his faith to the point of being persecuted for it, to the point of suffering a lot socially for it, even to the point of being willing to go underground and celebrate the Mass at risking his life to do so. He was willing to lay his life on a line to go to Mass and just to continue practicing his faith. He was heroic in that way. He had a really, really strong faith. And then he was able to come to this country. He moved here. And when he got to the United States, he couldn't wait for the opportunity to go out and practice his faith out in the open and to go share Mass freely. He was very excited about it. But what he found when he got here, the first few Masses he attended, was that people were really kind of taking it for granted. And he kind of saw like a ho-hum attitude in the folks that he was going to Mass with. And it was shocking to him. Here he was laying his life on a line trying to go to Mass over in China, and he gets here, and he's just shocked by kind of the indifference he saw at Mass and then in the wider culture. Just the overall indifference to God. And he got a job and eventually did pretty well for himself and started to do okay, and he became fairly prosperous himself. And little by little, that indifference that he saw in the faith of others and his own prosperity, he started to lose his faith. The same man who's willing to die for his faith got here, and the indifference of this culture led him to lose it. He stopped going to Mass and lost his faith completely. So what's the common thread between Solomon, this man, and so many others who at one point have been faithful and lost it? For a lot of them, it's prosperity, or it's getting to a point in their life where they don't think they need God anymore. When things were tough, when he was being persecuted over there, he needed God. When Solomon was a new king, he needed God. When things got better, when there's no more persecution, they didn't need him. What about us? We're pretty good at bending God's ear when we need him, and that's good. In hard times, thank goodness we do go to God. And he's happy we do, and he's right there waiting for us. But what about all these things we're praying for? We're always praying to improve this, improve that. And in those stretches of times in our lives when things are pretty good, when God has kind of given us what we've been asking for, maybe when we're prosperous, when things are great, how do we treat God then? Do we forget about him? Do we think that we don't need God anymore, like we saw with Solomon? And if so, what do we got to do to keep ourselves on board? In those times where things are so good that we almost forget about him, how can we make ourselves stay interested in God and remain faithful to him? I think there's a number of ways we can do that. One of them is surrounding ourselves with good folks, with people who are faithful, who can encourage us and call us out, you know, when they can see us starting to slip in our faith. That's a good thing to do. But maybe the greatest thing we can do is to do our very best to remain consistent with prayer. Day in and day out, we're busy. We're all, so many people here are busy, and it's hard to find time, and people are busy with various things. But if we can remain consistent in prayer, that can change everything. And it doesn't matter necessarily how you pray. We've got 2,000 years of Christian tradition of all kinds of beautiful different ways to pray. And we can tap into any of those that fit us well. And even we can go beyond that. The prayers that priests and women religious, many lay people pray every day, the Liturgy of the Hours, they're praying the Psalms, the same prayers Jews prayed for a long time before Christ came. So we've got years, thousands and thousands of years worth of prayer we can tap into and use. That's worth looking into. But along with that prayer, whatever prayer we find that fits us well, there's a couple things that we can always have in our prayer that can do us great good. And one of those is each day, whenever we can, to take some time to be thankful. It's especially powerful at the end of the day, if you can work that out, where you go through your day and you're able to spend some time sitting there thinking about where you saw God in your day that day, how he blessed you, and thank him for it. Whether it's interactions with your kids, family, with a coworker, talking to a friend, a beautiful day, maybe it's 95 degrees, not 100 degrees, and you're thankful for that. Maybe it's thankful for the K-State football game you went to, even though they lost to KU, you had a great time with all your friends and family. It's not about the wins or losses. Hey, you had a great time with your family. Thank you, God. If we can take some time to be thankful, then we can be more open to recognizing God's blessings around us. And if we can do that day in and day out, we're not going to miss those blessings. Along with that, if we can take some time in prayer every day to give ourselves to God, each day, offer ourselves up. Lord, I'm yours. I'm open to whatever you want me to do with my life. Then, day in and day out, we're more able to recognize what he's calling us to. In the situations we find ourselves in and we're wondering, what would God want me to do here? How should I live my life? What's he calling me to? If we're praying that consistently, we know that God is going to be able to show us what he's calling us to in those moments and throughout our lives. His call is going to be more clear to us. And then just a little bit of time in silence to be able to sit there and listen. What is he asking me to do? What has he blessed me with? And it doesn't take much time. So there's all kinds of different prayers we can pray, but those three things for sure can be tacked onto that, and that's going to keep us aware of God's presence in our lives and in the mission he has for us. For what it's worth, I think if that man from China had come over here and come to this parish, I think his faith would still be pretty strong. Because I've had an incredible summer here with you guys, and I've seen day in and day out on the weekends when I come see you, this is a community of really strong faith. There's a ton of energy here. There's a lot of life here. And I think that man, if he'd have seen you guys and came to Mass here, he'd be on board. So that's something to be thankful for. This is an incredible parish. Add that to the list of things you guys thank God for every day. Take the time every day to spend some time thanking God, giving your life to him, spending some time in silence, and then allow him to draw you closer to himself day in and day out and increase that relationship with Christ that he's calling to have with you.